from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You want a smart, lasting clean, do ya? Look to Zero Res. Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Falcons. We are 9 days away from Falcons-Steelers, that opener. And gentlemen, this is about as optimistic as I've been in a long time. I was delusionally optimistic. I was trying to talk myself into optimism last year. Well, you know, the division's weak. Maybe they can sneak into the playoffs. Maybe host a home playoff game if they win the division. A weak division, and of course that did not transpire. This is different this year. Perfect roster, no, but certainly well-equipped to get to the playoffs and win the division, maybe even win a playoff game.
Is there a perfect roster that lives out there? I don't think in a salary cap heavy league like the NFL, you just can't have all pros everywhere. Mike, you and I have talked about this at length. You're never going to have five starting all pro offensive linemen. Like, you don't need that. You need good guys and a couple of like all pros to have a great offensive line to me.
The days of the 70 Steelers are over, where, you know, guys were together for a decade.
Well,
on teams, you know.
Go back to the 16 offensive line that was so good for the Falcons. You had an all pro and Alex Mack, and you had a Pro Bowl left tackle in Jake Matthews, and then you had three players that were good and stayed healthy.
Yeah, and look, we've said this before. The reason why the NFL is as popular as it is because it is laid out that way.
Yeah,
right. It's laid out that way. It's the only major sports league that you can think of that has that hard salary cap where everybody's under the exact same rules all the time. I mean, the baseball, you can pay the luxury tax. Even international soccer, you can buy a bunch of guys.
Right.
It's just everything you look at, this hard, you know, hard salary cap in the NFL makes things different. And I think, look, man, if you're a Falcons fan, you're looking at going, well, I don't like the roster. And you look at a place like, let's just say, San Francisco, right? And we've talked about Brandon Ayuk gets his deal. You know, it's $25 million a year for 4 years or whatever it is. Trent Williams is still looking for it. The problem is, man, it's the NFL, and guys get injured. And when they do, and $25 million walks out the door under an injury, then all of a sudden your roster is far from perfect. It's
right.
All about having consistency, staying healthy, and being able to find guys that have value at those positions. And I think that's what the Falcons have right now. And
dead money, dead season.
And honestly, that's where you brought up the receivers earlier, Mike, and I think some people are still worried about the receivers. That's where, to me, this roster looks so good is the depth. I think they feel good about the offensive line depth. I know there's a drop-off after Algier, but I still think you have two solid running backs. Either one could be starters in the league. And then I look on defense, and you've got 8 to 9 defensive linemen that I think could be really good in the NFL, or at least are very good depth pieces. You have 4 middle linebackers, I think 3 of which could start most places in the NFL. And you have 2 all-pro safeties and an all-pro cornerback out there. And you have 2 guys on the other side at cornerback who to me, I don't know if either one has completely separated themselves from the other as far as that position. Of course, nickel now is a spot where you pretty much is another starting defensive back.
Well, we got some continuity on the offensive line. Chris Lindstrom talked about that.
Yeah, I think the communication aspect is such a big thing. There's so many things that defenses can do or present or, you know, staff changes. You know, there might be different language things, and you can almost problem solve, you know, with them. You know, talking to Drew, talking to Caleb, it makes it easier to problem solve, and then you kind of know each other's tendencies. So if somebody's, are they asking a question or are they reassuring you? Like when you get up to the line, you kind of know all those things, and it's incredibly fortunate to, you know, it's not very frequent in the NFL that you get to be with guys this long, and I don't know what the stats are, but, you know, I know we're super lucky, and it's a great thing that we never take for granted.
Just picturing Ron Burgundy playing offensive line right now. Deuce to 58. are they reassuring you, or are they asking you a question up front, man? I've been a part of a number of those blocks on both sides of that, where I'm looking at the guy next to me going, hey, man, this is a single block to the will, I think. You know, and you're waiting on all the identification. There is more continuity. Considering all the other changes, there's more continuity than you could possibly have said a prayer for at the end of last year with this group. It's not only the same starting five, it's the same two deep, all right? And it's the same offensive line coach.
I didn't think about it being the same two deep.
Dude, it's all the same people. And you could say what you want, but, I mean, we did talk about an offensive line that started, you know, a Neusel and a Hinton and a Storm Norton down that stretch run last year. All three of those guys are back in the same exact spots this year. Not only that, Javon Gwynn is back on this roster after he, you know, spent time last year as a draft pick and was on the roster as well and could play guard and center. So it's the whole two deep, and, you know, aside from maybe one spot, and then it's you know, Dwayne Ledford's back as the offensive line coach. So when Chris Lindstrom's like, communication is great, I have no doubt. I have no doubt that it's great. Even if it's different terminology, you know that Matthew Bergeron and Jake Matthews know how to play next to each other. You know that, you know, a lot of these other guys have been in and around. God knows. I mean, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry have been lockstep since they got here. And so I think ask questions if you want about certain situations by either one of them. But there's a lot of value in having that guy lined up next to you a number of times throughout the years.
It's like having two sets of Siamese twins on the O-line. Right?
Well, think about Dahlman and playing next to – playing, you know, he's got two guys next to him that – He's now got, well, almost, what, 16, 17 games with.
Yeah.
More with Lindstrom. And I think Jake Matthews is the one that's going to benefit the most.
How much does he have left, do you think?
The way he looks, I think 5-6 years, right. Easy.
Really?
Here's your insight, Rob. Me and Bo walked out to an OTA. I was going out for an alumni event. Me and Bo walked up there, and Jake, obviously, being the lone guy still on the roster I played with, I'm like, hey, buddy. I'm like, man. It kind of blows my mind that you're still doing it all these years later. I've been, you know, my cleats have been hung up for 10 years. And he's like, I feel good. Like, I was like, you look good, man. You know, and I believe every word coming out of his mouth when he said that. And it was the first thing he said. He said, I feel good, dude. And
he's been amazingly durable, too.
You know, and his dad played 20 years. Yeah. It's not foreign for him. I mean, his dad played a number of
That's
different
positions.
That's
something in the DNA. I mean, the whole family.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
Yeah. He, I remember his first season. You knew it. You knew his first season. Remember that game? They opened the season that year with the Saints at home, and he gets a high ankle. I don't know if it was a high ankle, but he rolled his ankle in the first half of that game, and he didn't miss. I don't think he missed a snap all year once he came back in after the ankle.
That was a rough year for all of us, man. That was a walk wounded on the sideline that year. Thank God he didn't miss any time. That would have been rough.
Well, and that was after he was just taken and basically thrown into the left tackle spot when he thought when he came here he would start off at right tackle because Sam got hurt again in that Houston game.
Torn patellar tendon in the preseason.
But I'll say this, Rob. Jake Matthews, he looked spry as I've seen him look. In a long time, like, he just looked like he felt good. He looked like he could play 10 more years. The way he looked, the way he carried himself, the way he talked, not only at that OTA, but at training camp all year.
Yeah. I also think
is he playing it the same weight he has the entire time or a little bit more?
I think he's a little bit heavier. I think it's a good weight, though. I said something to him when I first saw him. You know, a lot was made. He was one of the first guys to report to training camp. And, you know, all the cameras are out front of the door, and he's kind of showing up. He's walking in. And I said, man, I saw that picture of you, because we had a chance to catch up with him. I said, I saw that picture of you, man. I was like, You've been, you know, doing a lot of the chest press this offseason. Man, you look good. And he's always been a well put together dude. Never had like the pot belly, but I think he's put on some good upper body weight over the years. And I think he's probably a little bit heavier in a couple of different ways. But his demeanor, man, his demeanor is exactly the way he plays. The way he talks is the way he plays. He's just very consistent, very matter of fact, and he goes about his business in a consistent way.
I remember we did the interview when he was the day after he was drafted in person with him, had his boots on, you know, the cowboy boots, everything. To me, and Mike could tell a lot because Mike, you know, it knows him a much better and been around him a lot more. To me, he's always looked the same. Yeah. Like, he literally looks to me, I think he talks differently because he has grown a little bit, but even that hasn't changed much. Jake Matthews, to me, is a guy who, when he was born, the doctor was like, well, you'll have a 15 to 20 year NFL little offensive lineman here, because it's just like the Matthews family breeds him. And I just feel like he was always meant to be exactly what he is right now.
It's just so funny. I remember the first time I met Jake, and you had guys like Sam Baker in those meeting rooms, and Jake walks in. We're like, hey, man, sit down, Jake, have a seat right here. And the first thing was, tell us some Johnny Manziel stories. You're talking about those boots. I was like, all these Johnny Manziel stories that Jake used to tell, flooding back in my brain, because we'd be like, no way. What? And, of course, all those Johnny Manziel stories come out, what, a year ago in the documentary? Because you're listening. I'm like, man, Jake told me that story. But you're right, man. He was bred for this. First time we ever saw him hit the sleds and kind of back and forth in pass protection drills, you'd be like, dude, this kid, that's what – it looks like when you're a Matthews bloodline, a first-round draft pick, man. That kid was all over the place. Gifted.
And he's only talked about, it feels like, when he doesn't make the play you expect him to make, when he has that lapse in consistency.
All right, coming up, it's time to fire Brian Snitker. Morning Shift Sports Radio.
No, it's not. Stop it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.